fellow at Christmas time you hear very little about. I don't think I've ever heard anyone preach about him. When you go to the Christmas service, you never see him at the nativity scene. Yet he was very present in the life of the birth of Christ. You hear so very little bit about him. I want to read about him this morning. Not much there, but it is significant. Reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 35, the New King James Version. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." Hallelujah. "And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told them as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken by him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Jesus, born in Bethlehem. Angels appear to shepherds of all people out in the fields watching their sheep. Outside of Bethlehem, the angels announce the birth of a little baby called Jesus. Shepherds, right away, get up, head out to the little town crowded with travelers to find this little newborn babe lying in a manger, watched over by his mother and earthly stepfather. After finding the baby, they return to the fields where their sheep are. Not the same men. Here they come. You can hear them as they're approaching the herd of sheep, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen. Now, wouldn't many of you do the same thing if you had an experience like that? Now it's time, according to the law of Moses, for this little baby at 8 days old to go through the ritual of circumcision, according to the covenant that was given to Abraham. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger which is not of your seed, he that is born in your house and he that is bought with money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. I want you to picture in your mind Joseph and Mary taking their little newborn baby to Jerusalem from Bethlehem. It's about 8 miles. How many of you ladies, you just gave birth 7 days ago? You're going to pick up your little baby and walk from here to Waynesboro. That's not an easy task for this mama. I can't imagine it. She has to take Pampers along. Oh, wait, they didn't have them back there. She's going to have to change this little baby. She's going to have to feed him on the way. How many hours walking do you think it's going to take for Joseph and Mary and this little baby to make it to Jerusalem? Oh, they have nice blacktop highways. No. It's all rough pathways. The only real thing, a few carts with donkeys and mules and maybe some camels going back and forth. That's the transportation. But see them. They want to be obedient to the commands that God gave to Abraham and to Moses. And so this child must needs be in the temple on the eighth day. And so Mary, just having given birth, picks up her little baby and starts the journey with Joseph. Several hours. When 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name. This was important. Because at the same time of the circumcision, the name was given to the new baby. Oh, they got one of those books from Walmart. Popular names of the year. No, they had a visit from heaven. They had a visit from the angel that surrounds the throne of God. He came down from the heavens and appeared to Mary and appeared to Joseph and told the father, "This is what you will name him." Meaning divine Savior. Wow. Savior of his people. From the Old Testament name, Joshua, Jesus. Jesus is brought into the temple. They finally made it after their long journey. I can't imagine how they must have felt. Earlier this year, I went with a group of people down the road here to Sanmar, and we did a 5-mile walk. Took me quite a while to get up and down the hills. But I made it. I came in third. They gave me a medal. For 70-year-olds, I was the third one. There was only three of us. Can you imagine Mary and Joseph have made this long, tiresome journey carrying this little baby? And now they've gotten to the temple. They walk into the outer court of the temple to present their child, this special child, this one that God came down from heaven to deliver. Wow! Something special. On the way into the temple, they stop, and out of the few meager coins that a carpenter would make, he bought 2 pigeons or 2 little turtle doves. That was the offering for the poor folk. Couldn't afford a sheep. Couldn't afford an oxen. So he bought these 2 little turtle doves that was commanded to give an offering to God. They are bringing him to present him to Jehovah. The Holy Spirit sent a man to the temple that day. Man that lived there in Jerusalem. A man by the name of Simeon. Have you ever seen him at the nativity set? No. Have you ever heard anybody give a recitation about Simeon during the Christmas service? No. But God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the triune God, came down and witnessed to Simeon's heart and said, I want you to go to the temple today. Simeon had something stirring within him. He had received a promise from God. You see, he and God were on a regular relationship basis. How many of you have a constant talking relationship with God? Just a few of us. How many of you talk to God regularly? Now, how many of you hear God talking back to you? Huh? The Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, whispers to your soul, and speaks down in. Maybe at times He even speaks to you through the Word of God. You open your Bible and the Spirit of God points something out to you. Well, Simeon had a relationship with God going on, and the Holy Spirit was talking to him. And the Spirit of God told him that morning when he got up, he got his garb on and he ate his grape nut flakes and headed out the door. Didn't know, but the Spirit of God spoke to him that morning and said, today is the day you need to be in the temple. Amen. And there he was. Bible said he was a just man. And he was devout. That means he came to church every Sunday. Hello? That means when the church doors were open, he was there. That means he was there at 10:30 in the morning when, well, matter of fact, this guy, being as devout as he was, he would be there at 4:15. He was devout. And he was just. You didn't hear him whispering anything to anybody else in the church about anybody else. He was just. He was a good man. Just and devout. And he was waiting, the Bible says, for the consolation of Israel. This is a term describing the coming ministry of the Messiah. He was expecting the Messiah to come at any time. How many of you are expecting Jesus to come any time? Amen? You're driving down the highway, and somebody goes zipping by you. You stop at the red light and they're not moving fast enough. Just about the middle of one of those errs, the trumpet could sound. Amen? Little message I heard many, many years ago when I was just a little kid. Don't be doing anything you don't want to be caught doing when Jesus comes. Don't be saying anything you wouldn't want to be caught saying when Jesus comes. And don't be found in any place you would not want to be found when Jesus comes. Well, Simeon was looking for the coming of the Messiah. When the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, guess who met them? I want you to look around the temple court that day. Had to be. You know, there was a whole bunch of people in the area came back to pay their taxes. Whole bunch of people in the area. Thousands of people. How many other babies do you think were born on the same day Jesus was born? How many other little boys were born on the same day? And they all had to bring their boys to the temple on that day to have the ritual of circumcision accomplished and present their children to God. And Simeon is sitting out there in the court of the temple watching. Here comes all these mommies and daddies, and they have their little babies wrapped up in their arms, and they're coming into the temple to obey the law of God. And Simeon's looking at them coming and going. Have you ever gone out to the mall and sat down and just watched people? It's amazing. I go out, I haven't been there for a while, but any time I go, if I go someplace like that, I sit down and I don't see anybody I know. And then out in the crowd someplace, oh, there's a familiar face. Now, who is that? And they come up and talk to me. I say, hey, how you doing? Well, go around. And they walk off and I say, who was that? Eric says, one of my cousins. Simeon is sitting there watching all of these people coming in with their little babies in their arms. And after a while, here comes a couple. The Holy Spirit speaks to his heart and says, that's it, right there. That's the one! Woo! Hallelujah! I can almost feel goosebumps going up and down Simeon's back. Amen? The Holy Spirit is upon him. He jumps up from where he's sitting, runs over to Mary and Joseph, and he looks at him and says, can I hold your baby? Now look, this is my baby. You're a strange man. I don't know whether I want you to hold my... How many times have I wanted to hold a little baby and about the time I get him in my arms, he goes... Rah! He goes up into Mary and... Of course, he's one of the prophets. They see his garb. They know he's a man of God. She gently hands over the baby Jesus into the arms of Simeon. I can almost see him pulling him up close. Oh God, the Holy Spirit has told me that this day would come. And now here I have in my arms the Messiah. The Savior of all mankind. Bless you, O God, in heaven. Now my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord, and I can die in peace. What a day that must have been for him to handle the very Word of God, the very Word of life, the Holy Spirit upon him, and the Savior of mankind laying in his arms. I'm telling you what, the Messiah is here today. The same Jesus. He's all grown up. He was crucified, but he rose from the dead. And he ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. But he said to you, I am always with you. You have the ability to grasp the Messiah in your own arms. How many will wrap your arms around Jesus today?
right now. Just wrap your arms around him. Come on. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to ever let you go. I don't want to ever release you. You are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. You are my Lord. And now I have seen the salvation of the Lord. And I'm at peace in Christ. Amen.